Finally, as if on cue, 5 days later, on October 19th, 51 former Intel officials signed a letter with the now famous sentence, "The Biden laptop story has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation."
Look, they all knew adverse information about Hunter and Joe Biden was going to come out, and they all knew what to do when it happened. And I don't think you needed to make a lot of phone calls once it came out for them to start pushing their narratives. I mean, how many phone calls did it take to get that 51-person letter to be signed, lying to the American people about Hunter laptop being disinformation? Well, by the documents we're seeing, not that many phone calls, all of which were originating from the Biden campaign.
The guy who put the whole letter together, Mike Morrell, former acting director of the CIA, he said we did it because we wanted Joe Biden to have something to use against President Trump in the final debate. And we wanted that because we wanted Joe Biden to win. And it was with their title, all 51 had their title on there, giving it the weight that, oh, this has gotta be accurate, when in fact it wasn't.
Well, it gave a talking point to Joe Biden. That the media could also echo and latch on to, that this story was to be ignored and cast aside. And it was an abuse of these individual security clearances, because we trust them because they have national security clearances. They have access to information the rest of us don't have. And they put out a political talking point that was based on political expediency rather than a truthful analysis of what the laptop was and what its implications were.
Well, that reminds you a lot of psychological operations. I mean, the military's been doing psychological operations for a long time, and you had a concerted effort by multiple government agencies, which kind of meddled in our election, it meddled in the COVID affairs and other things, as far as, you know, trying to influence Americans or sway their opinions in a different way, or even censor Americans who spoke out against the narrative that was being pushed.